at the start of this week's Parsha Yaakov is Runaway. Last time we had seen him, he had surreptitiously taken a blessing which was intended for his brother, but which his mother told him, quite possibly prophetically, was destined for him. As Yaakov takes leave, the blessing, which really was one for power and bounty, possessions, things, stuff, seems not to have worked. Yaakov spends a lonely night with absolutely nothing. He lays down on the side of the road. He uses a rock as a pillow. And then something happens. God speaks to him. As far as we know, this is the first time that God has spoken to him. And God tells him that a different blessing that Yaakov received, the blessing that Yitzchak, his father, had given him when he was about to leave, the blessing he gave to him when he knew that it was Yaakov, the blessing of the land of Israel, the blessing for having children, that blessing is reiterated. God tells him, I'll be with you. I'll take care of you. But the irony here is really rich. God confirms he's going to get the land of Israel. But of course, he's leaving Israel. On the other hand, the blessing for bounty, God is silent. So on the one hand, God speaks to him, which seems to be that God approves of Yaakov. But on the other hand, the thing which Yaakov had taken, which may not have been his, God is silent. And over the next number of years, Yaakov goes through numerous experiences. And these experiences, I believe, help change, form the person that Yaakov and by extension the Jewish people become. One of the things in the back of our minds, did Yaakov behave properly when on the one hand he takes the bechorah, the right of the firstborn? On the other hand, was he correct when he takes the blessing, the bracha? We find two scenes that play out over the next number of years. One, when Yaakov finds his cousin, he finds Rachel, and he falls in love with her, and he works and he toils in order to receive her hand in marriage. When he wakes up in the morning, he finds that he's been fooled, that the older sister has dressed up as the younger sister. And Yaakov doesn't express outrage. He doesn't express anger. It seems to be instead that Yaakov feels that maybe this was coming to him. Maybe this is payback for him having dressed up as his brother. Later on, something else takes place. The two sisters are discussing something which Reuven had brought back. Some flowers. Dudaim, they're called. And they sit and they bargain and they negotiate, and there's a sale that takes place between the two. And Reuven's Dudaim, which should belong to his mother Leah, are bartered and are given to the sister, to Rachel. And in turn, she gives something which she has the rights to, and that is the right to spend that evening with Yaakov. Now Yaakov has been bartered. And this reminds us of the scene where the two brothers had bartered, and the result was Yaakov receiving the right to be the firstborn. Yaakov, by the end of the parsha, achieves great wealth, and we can think that perhaps the blessings have come true. But the wealth that he achieves is by hard work, by toil, by working day and night, by working in difficult conditions. And we shouldn't underestimate that there is success. There are people in this world that work quite hard, and they never get to see real success. Yaakov is successful. But these two scenes we can't get out of our minds because they remind us so much of the two scenes where Yaakov interacted with Esav. And perhaps, even if he was right, and even if he was based upon his mother's instructions, there was still something about this that was less than honest. There was something about this that we still find at a moral level disturbing. And in a sense, God did for Yaakov what could be really a blessing. He gives Yaakov the ability of being a victim in the same type of scenes. And he lets Yaakov work hard for his money. By the time Yaakov leaves the house of Laban and heads back to Esav, he can now go with a clear conscience. Now he's worked for his money. It wasn't the blessing so much. It was his hard work. And now through the experience that he went through, Yaakov perhaps has undergone a catharsis. He's a different man that left. He's paid his price. He's experienced suffering. He's been a victim, and now he's ready to face his brother.